Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
36 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
35 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
36 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
35 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
36 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
36 degrees.
WAW. Copy that, WAW. This is KFA.
Good morning. I caught KFA and then I didn't quite catch the suffix, so you have to give it to me again. Name here is Sean, and just on my way into work this morning.
Well, good morning. That's fantastic. I hope you have a safe drive to work. I heard your call sign. I've heard it on here a couple of times, but I didn't catch your name before. So good morning, Sean. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. My name is Mike.
All right. Well, good morning, Mike. EDQ. All right. I'll try to remember that. I'm bad. But you know that they say, you only got to remember your own call. So. That's a newer one. I've heard that before. I've heard your call. I know that EDQ. That reminds me of someone else. And I know I've heard your call. It's not, we haven't spoken. But which repeater are you on? I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater, 147-200. I'm curious which one you're on.
I don't have the name of the repeater. I only have the frequency. I'm transmitting from Saginaw Township, and the repeater's in Saginaw. So, yeah, we're going a pretty good distance, but you're coming in real quick.
Okay, yeah, I think I know what repeater you're on, but I don't know the frequency either. But yep, birds. It's nice with these, well, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I find that the link repeaters are nice. There's not a lot of activity. You link them occasionally you can bring a little accent in. So that works out pretty good, I think. And then you can always disconnect when you have vocal things going on, which all the repeaters in this system are, I think, loosely or officially loosely at the lighter affiliated with AuxCom. Maybe all of them are very affiliated. This one down here is the AuxCom repeater for Macomb County. So, sometimes it'll break off if it has to activate. It doesn't affect the rest of the repeater. So, this linking is cool, and you can disconnect it when you need to. Yeah, that's pretty good. I am a new ham operator. I just got my technician ticket last week, and I haven't thrown my call sign out on ham too much because I can't. The 70 centimeter repeaters are all 10 miles away or more from my house. I know those are linked up too. I can monitor them all right, but I can't get into signal. I have to go stand way out in my backyard to get a clear shot, and so it's a little bit harder for me to talk on those ones. While these 2 meter repeaters are much closer, and I can just hit them with my UV5R. Yeah, I'm mostly on UHF. You probably heard me there. You said you've heard my call, so you probably heard me on a UHF machine. Because I have a series of UHF machines down here in Southeast Michigan that we have linked up to the Central Michigan UHF machines. And, that's where I spend most of my time. But we got this one fixed up, this one here in Mount Clemens. We got it all fixed up within the last few weeks. And I figured I'd try it this morning, make sure everything's copacetic working good. But now, did you come from GMRS, or is ham radio your first delve into radio? I got my GMRS license a couple of weeks ago, and I'm on the Saginaw repeater. I've been monitoring it for ever since I got my license, and I'm talking on there a little bit, yeah. I don't know if you're on that side of it, but there's a GMRS repeater in Mount Clemens that's linked up. So yeah, you should, if you monitor on there, you'll hear me.
Yep.
No, I was gonna say if you were, sounds like you just got on that, but I was gonna say if you were on that for a while, you'd probably heard me. I was on quite a bit a year or two ago, and I haven't been on it a whole lot in the last, I'm always listening to, most of the time, right? This radio is the one that I would use for that. So when I've got it here, I'm generally not listening there. And I've been listening here mostly recently, so. But, you'll hear me pop in there every now and again. But, all right, well, very good. You're sounding good. Your audio's a little bit light, but it's more, I think, your voice, soft-spoken, but no problem. You're clean, and you're making the machine pretty well. Yeah, thanks. I try to speak up when I'm on the radio, but yeah, I think most people would describe me as soft-spoken. I do my best while I'm on here. As long as people can hear me all right, I guess that's what's important. I guess it depends. I'm trying to limit the amount of radios I'm carrying around all the time. I work from home, so I've got 2 radios on my desk, and then I have 2 radios out in my garage. So I don't have to carry them back and forth. But I listen to quite a few channels. I'm on the 2 meter repeaters on Saginaw, and then the GMRS repeater in Saginaw. So I'm always listening somewhere. But yeah, I'm familiar with your call sign and how short it is, and Yeah, I like your call sign. It's an interesting one. It's easy to hear and understand. But I think I'll go back to the monitoring side for now. I just wanted to chime in and say good morning, and I hope you have a fantastic day, W8FU. Sean, have a fantastic day, 73. This is KF8EDQ, Mike from Saginaw.
All right, Mike, perfect. You're doing well. You're doing good. So, and it takes a while to figure out everything. The hobby's got so many facets, and it takes a while. But enjoy it. It's really worthwhile. So, all right, Mike, take care. Consider anytime. You hear me, UHF, PHF, pop in there. I should remember EQ. I don't know why it's just really ringing a bell with me. KF8EDQ, 73 for now, W8FU.
Good morning, 0700 hours. Cloudy, 38 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Partly sunny, 42 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy, 43 degrees.
NO8RF mobile.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy, 47 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy, 49 degrees.
NO8RF mobile.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 51 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees.
W8FSM from W8FU.
KSA DPZ, caught by a train. Fun.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees.
W4XED, this is W3LNS. W4XED, this is W3LNS.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
KF8DPZ. I did not catch all of your call sign, but your radio is working just fine. You're coming through loud and clear.
I guess specifically, I'm testing an antenna that I accidentally cut the wrong end off of the coax before I was trying to run it through my firewall. N5KIK, November 5, Kilo, India, Kilo. My name's Chris.
Pleasure to meet you, Chris. My first personal is Cliff, Charlie Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. Call sign is KF8DPZ, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Papa, Zulu.
Nice to meet you, Cliff. I'm over on here in South Lansing, Holt area. I'm only testing via this little handheld that I'm installing my mobile. Where, do you know where this tower actually is? I'm trying to figure out how much this little handheld can actually get out.
Give me a couple minutes. I can give you a good idea where it's at, but I got to look it up. I'll be right back. All right, Chris. Its exact coordinates aren't known to repeater book, but they're fairly certain that it's close to the intersection of I-496 and the I-96 business loop in downtown Lansing.
Well, that's good to know. I haven't had a radio in this truck since I bought it, so I've been slowly gathering parts and whatnot and
refitting an old fender mount from a Nissan to fit a Chevrolet and all that business. So hopefully by the end of the weekend I'll have my 25 watt radio in here. I just didn't want to burn it up with a bad solder job, so I figured I'd test it on a handheld. Nice to meet y'all. Clear the channel. You have a great afternoon.
All right, Chris, it was good talking to you. Good luck with your project. Be safe out there. KF8-TPZ. Clear.
KBS still here.
And a good afternoon to you, K8SWR. This is KF8-TPZ. How are you doing today?
No, not too bad. Just up here in Bay City. Tooling around.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I'm sitting here at the dinner table right now, fooling with the computer and playing with the radio.
My name here is Jeff. Just driving around up here in Bay City. So, I'll be sitting at the kitchen table.
Well, pleased to meet you, Jeff. First person we hear is Cliff, Charlie Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. Yeah, it's nice being able to sit at the kitchen table and just relax. I got to leave in about an hour and do my own bit of driving around.
Yeah, I think you said your name was Cliff. And we don't go by first personals or none of that, just name. Did you say your name was Cliff? Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. You got that exactly right.
Yeah, that's way too formal. Let's say first personal. Name is Fifi Shunt. Almost looks like it could rain up here. I don't know. Not complaining too much because it's not 90 degrees and 110% humidity, but could warm up just a shade. Another nice thing about it being cooler is there's not as many bugs go.
And ain't that the truth? And when you got to do yard work, you didn't get all sweaty and drippy and stuff stuck to you.
Yep, that's for sure. It makes going up north, you know, not as nice, but it's nicer weather for campfires.
And how? I haven't had a good campfire in I don't know how many months.
Seems to be an awful lot of traffic on the road today, and I think everybody's lost their brain.
I'm down here 3 miles south of Mount Clemens. I'm only 3 miles from all of the Mount Clemens repeaters. So, you know, I drive the metro Detroit area, and drivers with no brains, that's every day down here.
No, I drive around there, too. It's worse than that. Spent a lot of time in Detroit, so drive trucks, so I see it all, but it just seems to be a lot of stupid stuff today. Just right out stupid.
Yeah, copy that. So it's worse than usual up that way, huh?
Yeah, not just up here. I don't know, 4 miles on today, and everywhere I went, there's always just somebody doing something stupid, not paying attention to where they're going, or, I don't know, it's frustrating.
Yep, I hear that. I go out and I do DoorDash to pay for all my radio toys and stuff like that, and I run into the same thing all day long.
I'm going to make a phone call here, so... We'll talk to you later, Cliff.
Keep it up there. Good talking to you, too, Jeff. You be safe out there while you're driving around. I'll say 73s to you. KFA, DBZ, stand by.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees.
WCD, NAWCD, this is KYNE.
KYNU, good evening, this is MXWCD. Back to reality, back to work, and we tested back up today. How'd we do at work? How was your day?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. Sorry about that. Let's go with the mic there. It wasn't too bad. Enjoyed sitting back up and just kind of relaxed and, did not want to come back, but, it is what it is, unfortunately.
I believe it. Definitely don't want to come back, especially to a long week. But I guess all good things just come to an end. And I guess I always look at it as, something to look forward to, a vacation to look forward to again. You get to do that, I guess, because of work, you build that time up, I suppose.
Oh yeah, it'll be built back up here pretty quick, and might be just another day off coming down the future.
I'm sure there will be. That's the good thing about having that seniority.
VHF hub disconnected. Good evening. 1800 hours. Showers. 53 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Showers. 52 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Showers. 52 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Showers. 47 degrees. VHF hub. Connected to LaPierre VHF. Good evening, 22 hours. Showers. 48 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Showers. 47 degrees.